Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Rank Group PLC Interim Management Statement conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, on Thursday, the 15th of May, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Henry Birch. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Rank Group's 45-week interim management statement. I'm Henry Birch, Rank's Chief Executive, and I'm joined on the call by our Finance Director, Clive Jennings. I'm pleased to report that, as expected, the group's performance has improved since the start of the second half of our financial year. Our Grosvenor Casinos brand has grown in the 19-week period. Grosvenor's venues performance has improved following a tough first half, and our digital channel has continued to perform strongly. Our Mecca brand has seen a mixed performance in the period. Our venues' improved value for money offer has had a positive impact on customer visits and revenue, whereas digital continues to suffer in a very competitive environment. However, the budget announcement to reduce bingo duty from 20% to 10% is an important boost for the bingo industry, and we continue to work through our investment and job creation plans. We'll provide further detail of our plans at our full-year results presentation in August. In conclusion, the board anticipates operating profit for the full year to the 30th of June 2014 will be in line with management's expectations. Now I'd like to hand over to any questions that people may have.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Vaughan Lewis. Please ask your question.
Morning, Henry. So the first one, just on the bingo duty reduction, how much do you think of that will flow through to the bottom line, or do you just see it as a lever to offset the impact of the point of consumption tax on the online division? Second one, can you give us a bit more detail about what you think's going on in online bingo? At the interims, the company was talking about investing more in online bingo to drive revenue. Given that revenue's still very weak, and presumably you are investing more, should we presume that online is not making any money at the moment in terms of profit? And then on the medium-term plans for online and online bingo, with your sort of industry hat on, do you think the company is well-positioned enough, and does it have the capability, or do you think you might need acquisitions to provide a boost to put Rank in the position where it can be a strong long-term competitor? Thanks.
Sure. Okay. Hi, Vaughan. In terms of those three questions, first of all, on bingo duty, I don't think we are in a position right now to be drawn in terms of detail, but clearly, I think, broadly speaking, we would see that we've made a commitment to reinvest some of that into club openings and refurbishments. I would also see us returning some of that to customers by way of increased prize pools. And then clearly, the third piece of it is flowing straight through to the bottom line and return to shareholders. So I think at this stage, we're working through plans and timetables, and I'd expect that probably around the full year, we might be able to give a bit more detail on that. But right now, it's too early to say. In terms of our online bingo capability and Mecca and the numbers there, I think you implied that we wouldn't be making any profit or any money from online bingo, which I think would be an incorrect assumption. But I do think that it continues to be a tough environment for online bingo, and we're looking into how we improve that and how we tackle it. Your third piece in terms of where we go as a company with respect to online bingo and would we look at acquisitions, I think that I'm, whatever, 8 days into the job. Clearly, as you say, I come from the digital side. I think there are things that we can do to improve our digital bingo business. There were some pieces around platform and product. that need to be done. I don't see those as being an immediate quick fix, but I'm confident about the future and our capability to leverage our retail bingo and return our online bingo to growth. Acquisitions at this point, I think it would be a premature move, but clearly we never rule out anything over a longer term perspective.
Great, thank you.
And the next question comes from Nick Bertram. Please ask your question.
Morning, Henry. Morning, Clive. Just a couple of questions. There's no split on the performance of provincial and London casino in the period. Can you just put some colour on that, please? Secondly, I know it's from a very small base, but the growth in digital Grosvenor does look quite encouraging and accelerated from H1. Have you done anything different there, or is it just the case it's just getting a bit more traction? And finally, talk about putting a bit more colour on what you're going to do with the bingo duty cut in August. Would that also be the time we get some sort of more detail on your thoughts for the business and the way ahead as well, Henry?
Okay, fine. Hi, Nick. I'll let Clive take that first question in terms of London and provincial, and then maybe come back on the other two.
Hi, Nick. Pretty much that. You know, London's continued to be, you know, a tough market in the second half of the year. It's a better improvement than we've seen in the first half, and that's really about last year we had a very strong win margin in the first half of the year, some major player activities. Last year we recovered a bit from them. So it's a question of still being tough in London, you know, but, you know, we're still see that great opportunity there. It's slightly easier comps in the second half of the year. So we have seen improved London performance in half two. It's marginally negative on a revenue basis.
Thanks. Oh, and just a supplementary question to that is, in terms of the integration of the Gala casinos, what's left to be done there in terms of any major projects, or has it all been done?
Pretty much all been done, Nick. I think there's two major refurbishments which we're starting July or August time, which are at Bournemouth and Nottingham for converting across to G. The remaining activities are around about rolling out our Playpoints reward system across those, across the 19 acquired clubs, the same one that we've got across the existing 36, and to integrate the membership systems, which should be complete hopefully by June, and that will enable us to implement joined up CRM systems across the group. And there are some minor works on table revenue management systems, but you know, certainly most of the major capital expenditure has all been done, and apart from those two refurbishments, the rest should all be done by June.
Excellent, thanks.
And on the digital side with Grosvenor, Nick, I think you're right to point out it continues to be a really encouraging performance there. It is from a relatively small base, but I don't think that should take away from the achievement of continued growth. I think one of the things that I'm encouraged by in particular is the conversion from our land-based estate, and clearly we've been leading with our live casino product in terms of our digital offer, which is a natural natural thing for our land-based customers. So yeah, you're right to highlight that's extremely encouraging. In terms of you mentioned me perhaps setting out our kind of strategic stall and when that might be done, whether that is at the prelims or shortly after, I would hope that whether it's August or September, yes, I would like to think that I'd be in a position by then to give a bit more detail on where I think we'll be heading as a company.
Okay, thank you.
For further questions, please press star one. There are no further questions. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for participating today. That, I think, wraps it up. Thank you.
That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating, and you may all disconnect.